And good Wednesday morning, everyone. Our business of the week, Pocahontas Sales and Service. Just chatting with Jeff off air there. And today's topic, I'm kind of excited about because, as you know, I'm new to the area and I don't know a lot of places to get everything that you need in life. But, Jeff, you've got a heck of a service department out there.
Yeah, we do. We do quite a bit of service. That's our cash flow in this store. We've been in business since 2003, and so about 18 years or a little more. And we've evolved, and we have a pretty good service center. We do just about everything from oil changes and tires all the way up to full engine swaps and overhauls.
That's if I remember correctly from coming out there, that's a good size service department.
Right. We have 7 standard hoists, 1 12,000-pound hoist, and a 4-post rack that we do alignments. And we sell a lot of tires too. Our big niche is if we sell you a set of tires, you get a free alignment. That's about an $80 value.
Yeah,
so
at
helps,
least.
It helps us sell a lot of tires that way.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of tires, and I know here the winters are kind of rough. Do we run through tires pretty heavily here? Or
I try to tell a lot of people just if their tires are marginal, I just say let's hold off till we get a little closer to snow because you want the best rubber on them tires when the snow starts flying and you get a little frost on the road. You want to get your best traction about that time of year. And the other thing I highly recommend, we do a lot of oil changes in a week's time, and I always recommend people rotate their tires regularly, about every 10,000 miles or 3 oil changes. Get them rotated. It's going to save money in the long run. Coming into winter, we're out of AC season, in case some of the people didn't wake up this morning and notice that it was 40 degrees out.
I know I did.
yeah, we're out of that season. So we're coming into winter, and there's a lot of issues that can go wrong with your car if your antifreeze isn't changed or flushed or checked. So we do a lot of that this time of year, too. We do a full winterization.
Now, that should be, and I'm, you know from talking to me, Jeff, I'm not mechanical, but that's something that should be done every year, correct?
That's right. You should get all that stuff checked. And even today, I went out to move a few cars, and I didn't notice, but now I notice some of the batteries are testing kind of weak, and just because they've been in the heat all summer long, and now that the first cold snap comes around, it just draws the energy right out of them.
Yeah,
so you gotta get your batteries tested. We do all that with each oil change. We do a 27-point inspection.
Wow!
And each oil change takes a good hour. Because we go through everything and mark it all down on a sheet so the customer, when they drive away, they're aware of anything that's close to being worn out or is worn out.
Right. Now, the important thing with oil change, you've got to check all the filters and everything, and I think a lot of people overlook that. They put the oil in, they forget about the filters.
Well, I was one of them guys. I always changed my own oil, and there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that the one time I took it over to a service center and I said, hey, change the oil and check it over and just fix whatever you think. They put 2 tires on it and put brakes all the way around, a couple of rotors, windshield wipers, air filter that I never even opened in my lifetime,
I don't think.
And a cabin air filter, that's another important thing that people don't even realize they have that, you know. So it's quite an extensive inspection when we get going on it, and we just make it optional. That I mean, we don't force people or
sure.
Try to coerce people into doing stuff that's unnecessary. But what we do is make sure that they're aware of the potential hazards coming toward them.
Sure. Well, you know, it's the simple little things like that, and I tell people all the time. And again, not mechanical, but the guy that works on my car at home in Virginia. He's like, look, if you just keep the oil and the filters changed, this thing will run forever.
Right.
And I think people overlook that. It's just the basic little things of taking care of your car like that, especially as they get older.
Right. I buy a lot of vehicles off lease and from auction. And the one thing I do is I do an engine flush on them things, because I have no idea if that oil is changed every 10,000 miles
right.
or every 3,000 miles.
Right.
And today's oil is the worst oil is better than anything we ever had 10 years ago. You know,
right.
and the best oil is full synthetic that never loses viscosity.
Sure.
The problem with that is dirt can still float around in your motor for a long time if you don't change your oil
mm-hmm.
Frequently.
Mm-hmm. If people need an oil change in the car, would they make an appointment or just pull on up?
We take some it's like the lottery. You could actually pull in and say, is there any chance I can get an oil change? And if we had a cancellation, and I can just say, yep, how about now? Some people get pleasantly surprised that way, but it's better to, because we schedule about 7 oil changes a day, and it's better to call ahead.
Yeah.
And we're about 3-4 days out sometimes.
Wow.
During the middle of the week.
Well, you know, I'd rather do that than I've always been troubled, especially these like drive-through places, you know, where you sit in your car and they're done in 3 minutes, and all I can think is, I know they didn't do anything.
Yeah, did they even take the plug?
That's
yeah.
right. That's right. Yeah. I'm paying you $70 and you're just pushing me through the garage. I mean, but yeah, I'd much rather have the hour and know that folks are looking over everything. And you said, 27-point inspection when you do these things?
Right.
That is,
we mark everything down on a sheet and leave that, the customer's copy in the car. So they, a lot of times, we don't, you know, we pick cars up in town here and do the oil change and leave the paperwork in the car. And a lot of times they'll say, oh, I noticed you guys wrote this down, or you marked this in the yellow. We do a lot of preventative maintenance, but we want to make sure that the customer is aware of their own preventative maintenance on their vehicles, because it is really expensive if you let something go longer than you should.
Yeah, yeah. I have that little exhaust leak, and it started out small, and I just have a feeling that now if anybody looks at it, half the muffler is missing. I just have that feeling.
Well, we're living in Iowa where the rust is prevalent.
Yeah, I learned that when I moved from Virginia years ago to New Hampshire. They love southern cars because of the lack of salt on the roads.
Yep.
Never knew that. I learned something everywhere I go, Jeff.
Hey, right, here in Iowa, we can knock out 1 inch of snow with 2 inches of salt.
That's right. That's right. We had a salt storm last night. That's right. So if folks want to make an appointment or just check on any type of service, they can reach you at?
712-335-4470.
And I know you folks have a lovely website.
Yep, we do. It's www.pokysales.com, and it's POKYsales.com.
I'm on there quite often. Folks, you can get to the access all the service information, and you can browse Jeff's full inventory there on the sales lot, too. And I'm here to tell you there's some nice units on the full inventory.
Absolutely.
Jeff, appreciate it. Looking forward to speaking with you on Thursday morning. And I never ask my business of the week what's coming up next, so I'm always pleasantly surprised.
Okay. Thanks, Bill.
All right, Jeff. Pocahontas Sales and Service out in beautiful Pocahontas, Iowa. Stop by and see Jeff. Get your car serviced and then turn around and trade it in on a brand new one. That's a good idea. That's right. There you go. Jeff needs your cars, folks. Come on. All right, Jeff. We'll see you tomorrow morning, my friend.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you.